Today is Tuesday, April 20th. What to know about Derek Chauvin's murder trial coming to a close? The jury is now deliberating, and Minneapolis is preparing for unrest. Also, where millions of Americans are bracing for spring snow and historically cold temperatures. Plus, we'll explain another major milestone on Mars being compared to the first ever airplane flight on Earth. The controversy around a so-called Super League in soccer, and how Facebook is going all in on audio. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Both sides have rested their cases, and now it's up to the jury to decide what happens to the former police officer accused of murdering George Floyd. Jurors have quite a bit to consider. They heard from 45 witnesses over 3 weeks of testimony, and lawyers on both sides summed it all up with closing arguments just yesterday. A prosecutor stayed focused on that video that most people have seen by now. He told jurors, "Believe your eyes," when watching the ex-officer Derek Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes, even while Floyd said, "I can't breathe." He also called several of the defense team's arguments nonsense and said Chauvin betrayed his oath as a police officer. After that, one of Chauvin's lawyers gave his take. He asked jurors to take in all the evidence, not just the video. He criticized prosecutors for dismissing other things that might have caused Floyd's death, like heart problems and drug use. He also argued that suspects sometimes don't appear dangerous at first, but can quickly turn. Now, it's up to 12 jurors to decide whether Chauvin is guilty of murder and/or manslaughter, or if he's innocent. Also of note, once the jury left the courtroom to start deliberating, the defense team brought up another issue. Recent comments from California Congresswoman Maxine Waters. At a Minnesota rally over the weekend, she told protesters to get more confrontational if Chauvin is not convicted. Chauvin's attorneys argued that statement might have swayed the jury, so the case should be thrown out. The judge disagreed, though, since the jury has already been told not to watch the news anyway. However, the judge did call her comments abhorrent, saying she might have just paved the way for the defense to appeal if Chauvin is convicted. Meanwhile, Minnesota is bracing for unrest. Governor Tim Walz declared what's known as a peacetime emergency. That lets Minnesota call in police officers from other states if needed. Already, more than 1,000 local police officers and 3,000 National Guard troops are on duty, and more than 100 are coming in from Ohio and Nebraska. The governor is also asking state lawmakers for more security funding. He says he's trying to avoid what happened last summer after Floyd's death, when riots and looting destroyed more than 1,000 businesses. That said, he's also promised to allow peaceful protests. Of course, we'll keep you updated with new developments. It turns out the Capitol police officer who died after the Capitol attack back in January had 2 strokes that day. So now Washington, D.C.'s medical examiner says Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes. The Washington Post points out that means it's unlikely prosecutors will be pressing murder charges related to his death. Remember, 2 men are already accused of assaulting Officer Sicknick by spraying a powerful chemical at him during the Capitol invasion. But the medical examiner says it doesn't look like Sicknick had an allergic reaction to the chemical. Instead, he said the officer had a clot that caused his strokes. Still, the medical examiner reported the violent attack did play a role in his condition. His death is still being investigated by D.C. police, Capitol police, and the FBI. The nation is mourning the death of former Vice President Walter Mondale. Under former President Jimmy Carter, Mondale was the first VP to serve as a real partner in the White House. He was a champion of activist government and civil rights and was actively involved in both U.S. and foreign policy. Over the years, he also mentored many other politicians, including our current president, Joe Biden. However, Mondale's own presidential run was a famous blunder. He told voters to expect a tax increase if he won, and he ended up losing to President Reagan in a landslide. A family spokesperson announced his death yesterday, and although she did not say exactly what he died from, the former vice president knew it was coming. On Sunday, he spoke on the phone with President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former presidents Carter and Clinton. He also sent a final goodbye email to 320 staffers he had over 4 decades, telling them how much they meant to him and that he knew they'd keep up the good fight. Mondale was 93. Sure, we're in the middle of spring, but a winter storm is about to bring snow to more than a dozen states in the U.S. Today, it's right in the middle of the country. The most of it is falling in the Rockies, where people could see up to 1 foot of snow. But by the end of the day, it's going to impact quite a few major cities, too, like Chicago, Denver, Kansas City, Indianapolis, and Detroit. And even in a lot of places where it's not snowing, it's going to be unusually cold for April. People are experiencing sub-freezing temperatures from Canada all the way down to Texas. And the National Weather Service is expecting many record low temperatures for the day to be tied or broken. Tomorrow, the cold front is set to move east, and snow will fall in parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and New England. More news is just ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. If you're not sure what's in your multivitamin, or you haven't gotten into the habit of even taking one because you're just not sure which one to buy, then I have your answer. It's Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. I personally also appreciate that they've never upset my stomach. I can take them with or without food. In other words, the fresh taste and delayed-release capsule make taking Ritual vitamins super easy. In fact, I've been taking Ritual vitamins for months now. I trust Ritual for before, during, and after my pregnancy. And by the way, Ritual is not just for women. They're now available and specifically developed for men and teens as well. And once you sign up, your multivitamins are delivered right to your door every month with free shipping. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. So get the key nutrients you need with Ritual. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. For the first time in human history, an aircraft was able to fly on another planet. NASA's Tiny Ingenuity helicopter successfully completed its first test flight on Mars. It only hovered about 10 feet in the air for about 30 seconds before coming back down, but it still proves it is possible to fly a man-made object in Mars' extremely thin atmosphere. Or in other words, it worked even though there's almost no air for the helicopter to push against. NASA says this opens up new possibilities for future exploration of the red planet. It's hoping it can fly aerial missions and cover more ground. NASA described this initial flight as its Wright brothers moment on Mars, of course referring to the inventors Orville and Wilbur Wright, who flew the first airplane in 1903. A second test flight is scheduled for later this week. If that one goes well, NASA will move forward with plans to fly the helicopter further distances. There's a major fight brewing across the pond over soccer. In fact, CBS Sports calls it the biggest soccer story in at least a generation. 12 of Europe's biggest teams from England, Italy, and Spain have announced plans to break away from their current national leagues and form a separate division called the Super League. The idea is participating teams would play against each other during the week and play in their original domestic leagues on weekends. However, that's not likely to happen since European officials are threatening to ban any teams that join the Super League from participating in domestic leagues. Players could also be banned from representing their countries in international competitions. Why? Well, European soccer's governing body, UEFA, says a Super League would severely damage the existing national leagues and the teams that are left out. A lot of the reason is money. The 12 clubs or teams who've already signed on would also be co-owners of the Super League, meaning they'd receive all the profits, which could be billions of dollars, and cut out UEFA entirely. Right now, UEFA is responsible for the entire system, and it redistributes revenue to smaller teams and minor leagues. Prince William, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Spain's government have all issued statements condemning the Super League idea. However, the president of one of the founding teams says the decision was made to save soccer and get young people interested in the game again. To be continued. Facebook is adding audio options to its platform. The social media company says it's rolling out a series of new features in the next few months. The one getting the most attention right now is called Live Audio Rooms, and it works like the popular Clubhouse app. Users will be able to participate in real-time audio-only chat rooms. Facebook is testing this feature with public figures and groups and plans to make it available to all users sometime this summer. Another new feature in the works is called Soundbites. It'll include editing tools for users to create and publish short audio clips like jokes or poems. Also, the company is working with Spotify on a feature called Project Boombox. It's apparently meant to make it easier for users to share and listen to music and podcasts without ever leaving Facebook. The company has not yet given exact dates for when all of these new tools will go live. Fans of the cryptocurrency Dogecoin are working to make today Doge Day. In case you're not familiar, Dogecoin was actually started as a joke a few years ago to mock the growing interest in digital money. The coin is recognized by its logo of a Shiba Inu dog. But fans have recently rallied around the digital currency and have sent its value skyrocketing. Its value has risen by more than 5,000% since the beginning of this year and another 400% in the past week. As of yesterday, one Dogecoin was worth about 39 cents. Investors in this cryptocurrency are posting on Reddit and Twitter now, trying to get the value up to a dollar today. The Wall Street Journal says if this plan succeeds, Dogecoin would be more valuable than companies like General Motors and CVS. However, analysts have urged people to remember that Dogecoin's value could crash just as quickly as it rises. And unlike Bitcoin, there's no limit on the number of coins that can exist. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. If you're looking for your new favorite pair of comfy but cute shoes, that just right brand new bag, or a stylish looking face mask, look no further, my friends. Rothy's has you covered. Rothy's is all about style, comfort, and sustainability. As Refinery29 says about Rothy's shoes, they're, quote, equal parts comfortable and chic. And I agree. I'm always throwing on my Rothy's flats, whether it's for a walk around the block or when I'm actually trying to dress nice. And I can feel good about buying from this company because of their customer service and their commitment to minimizing their impact on the planet. Another major bonus, Rothy's are fully machine washable. Simply toss them in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. Plus, Rothy's has a range of styles to choose from that come in various colors, prints, and patterns, so you can find your perfect pair. It's no surprise their best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has more than 5,000 near-perfect reviews now. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. So if you don't know, today, April 20th, has become a sort of unofficial holiday for some people, all about marijuana. The term 420 is often used to refer to the act of smoking weed. So today's trivia question is, in states that have legalized it, how much did Americans spend on both medical and recreational marijuana in the year 2020? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram to play along. Just search for us with the name Newsworthy Pod. As for last week's trivia question, besides the U.S., which country is the home to the most McDonald's restaurants? The answer is China. The Golden Arches first arrived in China in 1990, and ever since, McDonald's has invested heavily in this Asian market. The website Statista says, as of this month, China now has nearly 3,800 McDonald's restaurants. Rounding out the top five for the most McDonald's locations around the world are Japan, Australia, and the Philippines. Of course, none of these countries come anywhere close to matching McDonald's popularity here in the United States. Here, there are nearly 14,000 McDonald's in more than 4,600 American cities. All right, a big thank you for tuning in and trusting us here at The Newsworthy to get your news each day. And we so appreciate seeing those five-star reviews in your podcast apps and those shares across social media. Your recommendations go a long way. As always, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.